Love. Oh, love. It's the inspiration for and the subject of a million poems, pop songs and paintings. It fills your heart with joy and it can cast you into the deepest gloom. And it can drive a person to do all sorts of things. Most of us are happy with the odd bottle of wine, bunch of flowers, dinner, or offer to put the bins out. But for those with command of the wealth of a nation, demonstrations of love can go a bit further. They can actually include building stuff. The most famous building built for love has to be India's Taj Mahal. Wrapped in myth, romance, and some stories that seem too fantastic to be true, but which turn out to be true all the same. The Taj Mahal was built in the 1600s by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan, who was grief-stricken on the death of his third and most beloved wife, Mumtaz Mahal. They say it took 20,000 artisans and 1,000 elephants to get it all into place. They also say Shah Jahan blinded the architect and maimed the builders so they could never repeat the beauty of the white marble mausoleum. That bit isn't true. But romance does tend to breed a little romancing when it comes to telling and retelling a story. Shiraz, the epic film based on the Taj Mahal story, was made in 1929. It takes even more liberties with history, but the recently restored film was so sweeping and gorgeous when it was on at the National Concert Hall recently, that soon stopped mattering. Sitar player and composer Anushka Shankar had made a new score for it, and it took everyone to another continent and time. The insanely wealthy have also taken to construction to woo or satisfy their living lovers. And it hasn't always ended well. At King's Chapel in Cambridge, you can see the oak screen carved with the letters H and A, a testament to Henry VIII's love for Anne Boleyn, before she lost her head to him, obviously. The story of American banker Chester Thorne and his wife Anna is a happier one. Anna must have mentioned to her wealthy husband that she rather fancied the idea of a castle of her own. And castles being in short supply in early 1900s USA, Chester lovingly purchased a 15th century English manor house. Who wouldn't have done the same? He had it dismantled, commissioned a few ships to transport it, and then had it rebuilt in Washington State. It's the type of rambling red brick pile that wouldn't be out of place in a Midsummer Murders episode. And if you're curious to see, it's also a hotel now. You could always book it for your own wedding. Although ever since Stephen King used it as a movie set, there are rumours of ghosts. Ireland too has its own fair share of love structures, and some of their stories are rather grim. One man trying to impress with the size of his tower was Sir Charles Wheeler Cuffe, who lived in Kilkenny in the 19th century. Having been told by Lord Stuart de Dacia that he could only marry the Lord's daughter Pauline if he gave her a grand enough house to move into, Sir Charles impoverished himself by more or less rebuilding Lyrath in Kilkenny. He died in debt. His wife, meanwhile, apparently never got over her former love for a Scottish railway engineer who clearly didn't have enough money to be remembered by history. You, on the other hand, can have a romantic time in Lyrath without breaking the bank, as it too is now a hotel. In Lismore, County Waterford, the towers at Ballysagget Moor are all that remains of Arthur Kiliusher's plans to build a house big enough to impress his demanding wife at a time when Ireland was stricken with the famine. The towers took all the money, the house itself was never built, and Kiliusher's name became a local byword to frighten generations of children. The towers are pleasingly Gothic, and they feel as if they ought to be haunted. Take a walk there just outside Lismore town and see what you think. Ghosts or no ghosts, romance and tragedy do seem to go hand in hand when it comes to building related labours of love. Ireland has two versions of the Taj Mahal, and both are open to the public. The first is in Carrick-on-Shannon. The tiny Costello Chapel, set on a corner of the main street, is the smallest chapel in Ireland and the second smallest in the world. It was built in 1877 by the heartbroken Edward Costello on the death of his wife, Mary Josephine. The two now lie side by side under the chapel floor. Then, in Carlow, you'll find the Adelaide Memorial Church of Christ the Redeemer. Its is a very tragic tale. Constance de Good, an English girl, had met a young man by the name of Ignace Brady, who lived in Michel House. She had been visiting relatives in the nearby village, and the couple quickly fell in love and got engaged. But before they could marry, Constance was killed in a riding accident. Her father, John, commissioned a beautiful statue to her and set it in the Michel fields, which she had loved so much. But soon, the Irish weather began to make the statue a little less beautiful, so John decided to build a church to house both the statue and the remains of Constance, her mother Adelaide, and eventually himself. I couldn't find out what happened to Ignace. I hope he got over it all and went on to have a happy life. Built in 1903, the chapel is a scale replica of Salisbury Cathedral. Not just that, but part of the floor is a copy of the one you'll find in St Mark's Cathedral, Venice, another very romantic spot. There's stained glass by Evie Hone, and there's also a mosaic of Michelangelo's Last Supper to keep you going. You get the key from a nearby bungalow. It's wonderful. And it will kind of break your heart.